This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now for more on global markets, we have on the line with us Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. And Joe, welcome. Thank you for joining us on the line. Now, the White House extended this social distancing guidelines for 30 days. Businesses are already under severe stress. What effects will this have on the U.S. economy and its ability to stage a recovery?
Well, I don't think it was unexpected, the extended social distancing order that came out from the White House. So I think in general, April is going to be a very weak month again. I think the markets have already discounted a lot of that. So unemployment claims are going to go up, industrial production down. So we're already factored in a weaker April. The bigger issue, if we go into May, June, that's a bigger issue for the markets. But right now, we discounted the April social distancing.
Yeah, Joe, the markets are expecting another larger stimulus from the government. Do you think this is going to happen, and what could be in that package?
Well, no, I think, the markets are more focused. I think you're right. There'll be a phase four or whatever you want to call it now when it comes to the stimulus. But the biggest issue now is how quickly can this law, when we signed it into law, how quickly will this money reach the pockets of consumers, small businesses? So it's a lot of money to distribute. How quickly will it get there? How will it help confidence, keep business open, help with the unemployment claims? So I think that's the near-term focus for the markets. But I agree with you that when we get into, June and July, there'll be another stimulus. But that right now is kind of more on the horizon to the markets. More importantly, it's how quickly can we get the money in the pocket of the consumers from the nearest stimulus?
Well, looking at the currency, the Fed has been pumping more dollars into currency markets. However, global demand for the U.S. dollar is still robust. Is the greenback likely to continue gaining strength?
I think it will gain strength, but it's kind of lost a little bit of luster here. So maybe the peak in the dollar is behind us. And that's important for the emerging markets. I think the last leg of the crisis comes down on the emerging markets, whether it's Africa, whether it's Indonesia, India, because COVID-19 is just beginning to hit those economies, and we're not there yet. So dollar supply, dollar availability is going to be key. But I think we've reached kind of a dollar peak here. I'm relatively happy it's kind of pulled back a little bit here. But at the end of the day, as the equity markets perform better globally, particularly in the United States, if the bond market calms down with the liquidity from the Fed, that should make less of a premium on the dollar. And that's important. We need the dollar to kind of stabilize or weaken here for the good of the global economy.
Now, Joe, pivoting away from currencies, let's take a look at gold. There is a severe shortage of gold bars and coins as a demand grows. Is this panic buying, or is there a sensible reason to add gold to one's investment portfolio?
Well, we've talked about this before on the program. It's always good to have precious metals in your portfolio when it's, 2 to 5%. Gold, it's a precious metal. So, the panic, that goes good with higher gold prices. I think there's plenty of gold out there. I think the dollar functioning, the swaps, the Fed has done a good job providing dollars to the global liquidity. So, I'm not worried about that. But, some conversation, we may be having this conversation in, say, September, October. With all the stimulus, the inflation folks, people worried about inflation, are starting to come back and start worrying about all this fiscal spending, monetary spending. If we get an inflation scare later down the road because of all the stimulus, gold could be this would be a good time to buy gold if you believe that. And I do think we'll get some inflation, but we're so close to deflation now that a little inflation later down the road would be a good thing. But gold in of itself, precious metals, part of your portfolio, but just a small sliver.
Joe, just touching on the commodities a little bit more, oil is hovering around $20, I think, on Brent side. Just following up from inflation there, what are your concerns around that in terms of oil prices being so low right now?
The biggest issue is the high-yield market. Regional banks exposed to loans into the energy pact, particularly in the United States. So, the oil war is still on. We had a G20 meeting, as Friday into the weekend. The United States, Russia, and Saudi Arabia talked behind the scenes. Nothing came out of it. So, it's all, right now we're just flooded. We're drowning in oil. So, and I'm worried about, the oil producers here in the U.S., but I think some of that can be alleviated. I think the stronger gets stronger, the weaker go by the wayside. They just sell out. They have to go out. I think regionally, when it comes to the banks, it's contained. So this isn't like the housing market in the United States in 06, 07, 08 that became infected and brought down the system. The energy sector in the United States won't do that. So that's the key point. But if you're in the energy states, energy employment, dependent on their income, for sure you're feeling the pain. And it's not going to go away anytime soon.
Which banks are most exposed to defaults in the energy sector?
You know, I don't know the banks specifically, but they'd be more regional, whether in Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, North Dakota. But, yeah, remember, I mean, here's the good news. When it comes to this crisis, unprecedented pandemic globally, the U.S. financial sector, the big banks in general, have never been more fortified, well-capitalized, ready for this crisis as it unfolds. And that was the opposite, so to speak, in 2007, 2008. I mean, really, the crisis started on Wall Street. Well, this time around, Wall Street's actually the solution. So, and that's an important point to remember. With the Fed, the fiscal stimulus, the global stimulus, this is a race against a virus, not so much a race against foreclosures.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for joining us on the line this morning. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.